The Mineralogical and Balneological Experience of Johann Nepomuk Zereny in Luhachovice. The extensive expertise in mountain geology of Count Johann Nepomuk Zereny, 1776-1854, came in very useful when he was employed with the court mining services. In 1818, Emperor Francis I appointed him chamber administrator in Neusol, now Banska Bystrica, and in 1821 made him a member of the mining board and the chief inspector in Schmernitz, now Small Nick. Count Zereny held this office until 1834. His vast mineralogical and geological knowledge also served him well in creating his large and remarkable mineralogical collection. Johann Nepomuk Zereny, as one of the very first donors, gave this collection, numbering some 2,000 specimens, to the Franzens Museum, now the Moravian Museum in Brno, in 1818. The co-founder of the Francis Museum and also a keen speleologist was his friend, Count Hugo Franz Zeim Reifescheid. The assets of the Zereny family also included Luhachovice, where Johann Nepomuk Zereny had the chance to further develop his professional mineralogical expertise and to study the healing waters that rose to the earth's surface there. The healing waters of Luhachovice, i.e. saline water springing up from the ground, which had been used by the local people since time immemorial, were first properly studied and described in 1669. This study was carried out at the instigation of Andreas Zereny by the Moravian physician and physicist Johann Ferdinand Hertort von Tortenfeld, and became part of his book entitled Tartaromastix Moraviae, Moravian Sediment Whip. Based on this proof of the healing powers of the springs, Zereny took important steps to enable them to be used more intensively by the general public. However, during the course of his balneology-related activities, including also his work to develop the Luhachovice Spa, Johann Nepomuk Zereny did not restrict himself solely to studying the work of Hertold von Tortenfeld. He also drew valuable inspiration from the scientific descriptions of Luhachovice's mineral springs, written by his family friend and philanthropist of the Enlightenment, Count Johann Nepomuk von Mitrovsky, such as his extensive treatise entitled Beiträge zur Mährischen Mineralogie, Contributions to Moravian Mineralogy, published in 1792, which also contains reports on the springs of Luhachovice. The description contains a chemical analysis of the healing waters, which was published in 1793 under the title Nachricht von dem Luhachovicer Wasser, Report on the Water of Luhachovice, in Dr. Kiesewetter's book. Johann Nepomuk Zereny took over the ongoing family project of the construction of the Luhachovice Spa complex, a project commenced decades previously by Andreas Zereny, and significantly extended by Nepomuk's uncle, Vincenz Zereny, after whom the Vincentka Spring is named. The mineral water from this spring was drunk at the Viennese court and in Viennese cafes from 1780. Count Zereny built other spa facilities, provided medical care for spa guests, and, in 1832, also had a more in-depth chemical analysis conducted of what were then the four most famous of Luhachovice's springs. The analyses of the Vincenzibrunnen, now Vincentka, Amandibrunnen, now Amandka, Johannesbrunnen, now Janowka, and Luisenbrunnen, now Aloiska, springs were carried out by the pharmacist and chemist Johann Planiava. He described them as alkaline muriatic mineral waters and drew up a detailed breakdown of their mineral content. It is interesting that the Janowka mineral water was named after Count Zereny himself, while the Aloiska spring was named after his wife, Aloisia ne Erdvers de Vasaros Nameni. Scientific interest in studying minerals and mineral waters thus went hand in hand with the development of the spa itself. The discovery of further springs continued after the death of Johann Nepomuk Zereny in 1854.